A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, February 5th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the country's food situation, with President Robert Mugabe declaring Zimbabwe a food disaster.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
At the moment, we have about 160,000 tons, and at the reviewed assessment, we might need 25,000 tons to feed the vulnerables per month, which means we need more. We need about 700,000 tons to be imported.
What we are seeing is perhaps a doubling of this estimated 1.5 million at this point in time as I speak, because the impact of El Nino with very, very, very erratic rainfalls in some areas, lack of rains for weeks, and the agronomists are telling us that the cutoff point, if at all for any possibility of harvest, was mid-January.
Panapa ndatova netwits ndandichingoita zvekumbopota ndichimboti dzimwe nguva ndandichikumbira kune vamwe kana ndikaona kuti ndava nemazuva matatu mana ndokwanisa kuinda kune vamwe ndokumbira kuti ndokumbirawo chi zvipfu zvekuti ndingobikirawo vana vangu vadii vangoisawo sadza mudumbu.
Umongameli ube sephuzile kancane ngoba kahle kahle kuvele kwacaca maybe asithi a month ago ukuthi indlala yalo nyaka izabambi kakhulu, kodwa-ke kufanele sibonge ukuthi hhayi sebefake i-state of disaster.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You heard there from Labour and Social Welfare Minister, Honorable Prisca Mupfumira, and you also heard from Eddie Crow, who is the WFP Zimbabwe Country Director, and also Loveness Ndlovu, a resident in Gutu, and also agronomist Mandla Nkomo at the end of that clip. And once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the country's food situation.
President Robert Mugabe has declared a state of disaster in Zimbabwe amid a severe drought that has left millions of people food insecure.
The World Food Programme had initially projected that about 1.5 million Zimbabweans would need food assistance this year. But the government has since doubled that figure. And so it is expected that 3 million Zimbabweans, or about 3 million Zimbabweans, will be in need of food assistance. Gibbs.
To join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Namhla sikhuluma ngendlala emangalisayo ekhona ngapho ke eZimbabwe. Sizwile ke ukuthi umongameli uRobert Mugabe usethe khona sokungcono ukuthi abantu bazenceda abavela emazweni labanye abakhona ngapho ke eZimbabwe ukwenza ukuthi kulawulwe phela indlala. Indlala leyo ngazani sibili ibambe okunye okumangalisayo. Isibulela inkomo njalo abantu bayalamba sibili. Kukhanya ngazani abantu abayi 3 million bazalamba sibili lonyaka. Ngakho ke bafuna uncedo.
Hongu kahama zadiwa, tila uti mutifonere kunzimbo zese zakasiana siana zenyika zamuri kana kunyika zakati potereza. Muchitaura kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei munyaya chikafu nekuti mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vari kuti ivo zvinhu zvaita manyama amire nerongo munyaya chikafu. Nekudaro vadeclare ivo a disaster. Izvichireva kuti panenge pakutarisirwa kuti vekunze vanobatsira vaite chipatapata kuti vauye kuzobatsirawo Zimbabwe. Kazhinji rubatsiro runobva kumasangano akaita sana World Food Programme kana kuti WFP iri pasi pe sangano rembatanidzwa wenyika dzepasi rino we United Nations Gibbs.
Yes, yakwazi kuti inxaso kutwa ke indlala leyi si disaster. Isikhathi sokuthi abantu behlanganisa amakhanda bedingadinge ukuthi ukudla kungavela ngapi. Nxa ukuthi ulomakhelwane wakho ungatholi lutho kuyakungcono ukuthi umncede. Nxa ukuthi lomakhelwane engalalutho sokumele ukukhangelwe ke inhlanganiso sijeneyo lapho kucelwa khona ukudla. Soke kutsho njalo lokhu ukuthi sokumele kudingakala imali emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Imali le ezasetshenziswa ukuthi kuthengwe ukudla. Sizule ke unkosikazi Priska Mufumira o yena onguye okhangelane le social welfare esithi ke ye ukulamba lokhu kuyamangalisa kakhulu. Ngakho ke abantu sokumele badingelwe ukudla. Saphinda sazwa njalo umnumzana Eddie Crowe we-WFP othi indawo eziningi ezeZimbabwe sibili kungani zibhekane le ndlala emangalisayo. Njalo sibonile ke njalo sezwa umnumzana uMandla Nkomo ekhuluma lapha esithi okwalonyaka kunzima kakhulu. Abaningi bakhangela ukuthi i-El Nino le engazani ke ivele Pacific Ocean iyo engazani iyakhathaza. So ke pho kungenziwani zulu kandaba? Bonani kathesi sixoxeni khulumanisizwe.
And this is the statement from the Minister of National Housing and Public Works speaking on behalf of the President, that is Mr. Kasukuere. He said, and I quote, "The President has declared a state of disaster in regard to severely affected areas." And Mr. Kasukuere further said, "The seasonal outlook indicated from the outset that the 2015-2016 rainfall season for Zimbabwe was likely to experience normal to below normal rainfall throughout the country. And this weather condition has been brought about by the El Nino phenomenon." Gibbs, the government is saying, you know, it has largely to do with this adverse El Nino weather. But of course, the government critics are saying some of the policies that the Harare government adopted, especially after 2000, have been a disaster. That is when the land redistribution started. Whereas many Zimbabweans are saying they agree with the concept, with the policy of land redistribution. They are saying the problem, though, was that, you know, there are now multiple farm owners who cannot till the land. And this has been problematic. So they are saying the land was distributed to people who are not deserving. And most of them are doing what they call cell phone farming. They stay in the cities. Farming to them is not full-time. And you know, what is aching most people also is that some of the white farmers who were kicked out and are now in Zambia are the ones that are now producing the maize that Zimbabwe is buying. So they are saying there is a problem there, although the government is maintaining that, you know, there was nothing wrong with the land redistribution program, and also that it will take time for farmers to start producing.
And we're told that the strategic grain reserves are almost empty. There's almost nothing there. But right now we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Mandla Nkomo, who is based in Johannesburg. He's an agriculturalist. Mr. Nkomo, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening to you, Gibbs and Blessing, and it's a pleasure to be talking to you tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Nkomo. And how is South Africa?
Well, like they used to say on ZBC, fine at first, becoming cloudy later with the chance of an afternoon thunderstorm.
Followed by Marundera weather.
Exactly, Marundera weather. But on a serious note, South Africa, from an agricultural perspective, is really going through a trying time. And what we are finding is that The Crop Estimate Committee within South Africa has declared that the estimate of the shortfall on the grain side this year is anything between 5 and 6 million tons from what the country requires. So therefore, South Africa is making plans to spend in excess of 20 billion rand to import maize to fill in that that deficit.
And obviously what happens in South Africa will also affect Zimbabwe greatly, because the country relies on imports from South Africa if there's a deficit, right?
Completely. So you know, we've been talking about regional integration for the last 30 odd years. And what regional integration means is that when it comes to things like logistics, etc., the SADC region is very intertwined. So if you are going to need to import 5 million tons of maize for South Africa, and you need to import maybe a million for Zimbabwe, all that is going to have to go through the same port. And unfortunately, I don't think when people design the handling capacity of some of the ports, the roads, the wagon capacity, anyone anticipated that would ever need to import the kind of volumes of grain that we'll need to import in 2016. So it's going to be an interesting challenge for the whole of SADC, and more so for Zimbabwe, which is totally reliant on imports at this stage.
Yes, siyabona kunapho ke baba Nkomo ukuthi ongani kuyahlupa ikona ukuthi kwe kwamiwa kancane ukuthi kukhulunywe nge state of disaster lay kambe kujoni konoko
hayi phela Gibbs thina njengabalimi uyabuloko phela uphuma phandle ukuye khangela uphosilihle ukuthi kumbe uzabona ukuliyezana okuzasho ukuthi hayi izulu likhona selisiza so ngicabangela ukuthi mhlawumbe abanikazi bomsebenzi abo minister labo lo mongameli bebesalindile ukuthi kumbe mhlambe izulu lingeza kodwa ukhumbule phela ukuthi nxa uzalima into esifana lomumbu kule cut off date and awungeke wahlanyela umumbu kathesi ngo-February ozawuvuna ubusika bungakaqali so sokufike esingathi i-point of no return we cannot have a successful agricultural system so ngakho-ke bekufanele vele ukuthi ba declare ke state of disaster.
And Mr. Nkomo, is it not time to adopt some socialist strategies here and have a commandist economy and compel by law the farmers to actually grow maize? Because it also appears that many have turned to tobacco.
Yeah, but we've tried that. Eh? I remember a few years ago there was Operation Mabuta, where we rolled out the boys in uniform and said this is how different districts are going to farm. But unfortunately, you know, time and time again, it has been proven that the only way to make agriculture successful in any country is to make sure that you create the right incentives. For people who've got the skill and the ability to practice agriculture to make certain decisions. So if the government were to incentivize maize production, whether they put in a support price or whatever it is, the farmers will respond accordingly. The reason why they are going into tobacco is because they know that if I grow maize, I sell it to the GMB is not going to pay me. So that's a disincentive, and I think it's high time that we started creating incentives that will encourage people to do the right things in agriculture.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe declaring a state of disaster over the food situation. And what this means is that it's supposed to trigger a response from the international community to help Zimbabwe. But is this going to happen, or there is donor fatigue? We are going to pose that question to Mr. Nkomo later on. Meanwhile, Tineva Terry Gibbs. Ngubani?
So, mnumzana ke uSamuel kona phecengwane ukona ngale goli. Mnumzana Samuel unga unjani?
Unjani modu? Uyaphila yini
lapho? Hayi, siyaphila so telephone ni kancane. Yes, ungathini ke ngalokho okwenziwe uMongameli Robert Mugabe osethe iZimbabwe isindawo ye-disaster sibili ukuthi indlala ekhona iyamangaliso unzima.
Uyabona mntana mama le indaba le ukuthi uyabona ungabona igundwane lisele ukuthi lithele ukudla igundwane umuntu-ke uzadula njani kunzima sibili khona ba indaba ekhona iseyephuzile into leyayephuze isiqalise kusese masinya balungiselela ukuthi isiphala sabo sibe something. Kathesi ngakhayela kwamanye indawo yeZimbabwe abana ibandla kanye nelanga into yabantwana bahamba bengadlangayo izinto esikolo so uyafunda njalo umntwana yele njalo
kodwa ke nxa sukangeleke ubona zani Zimbabwe ingancediswa yini ngesimo sayo lesi esokuthi sokulendlala le
no sithi umakhelwane wayelomumbu lapha asivuke esihlaza kuthenga eZambia asitoka manje yatheke sekuleti ezandawo khona se azeke hayi kunzima mntakamama kunzima lokho
pho manje kuzathiwani ke lapha ngoba kuyasinda phela lokho
ya njengobaba ubaba phela manje senzini isikhayele yena izivejijini elale egangeni njengathi esinokwezindlini zethu sizama ukudingathi ngoloko okuncane
kodwa ngakwenza konokho ngombono wakho
hayi vela sesizwe simhlazile kuyenze ubaba ma abantwana bangalamba ngapha yena simkhangele ezekephinge njengobaba
manje-ke njengoba kuthiwa-ke ukudla lokho kuphiwa izakhamizi kwabe sekuthiwa wena nxa ungatshayi islogan sezani ungeke wakuthola kumbe nxa ungela khadi into ezinjalo kambe kuzaphiwa kuhle yini kumbe sokakwenza ukuthi ibandla lezanu p f liphinde likwenze khonokho ngokuzwa kwethu
ngiyabona futhi into ekhona manje yibe yizinto ingani khonokho loko ukuthi bayakhethi ukuthi lo ukhuluma indima eyangaphi into ma ukuthi indlala ebuke inikeza umuntu wonke lokungakhethi njengobaba ukhuluma isihloko bani lo mude lo mfishane
aha hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke mnumzana Samuel ungathinwa la kusasa baba
yebo yasethezeni la
ye sibongele kakhulu baba
yangita
that was Samuel you were saying that this was supposed to be done long back because Zimbabwe knew that it had a crisis. Mm-hmm. So he says it's too late, you know, because it shows that Zimbabwe doesn't plan properly mm-hmm. for some of these disasters. He says to make matters worse, Zambia and South Africa are having problems too. So where is the food going to come from? Here is his answer is, Mr. Mugabe should not sleep. He should, just like any Zimbabweans outside the country, go and fetch food somewhere, you know, in order to feed his people. Mm-hmm. He says there's no any other way. But food that is sourced from any country should not be distributed along political lines.
Yeah? That's a very good point there. Mm. Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe declaring a state of disaster in Zimbabwe over the severe food shortages. Basically, what this means is that it will trigger assistance from the international community, and it also means that the government is to suspend some of its projects to prioritize food. But the question is the government going to change? Is the government going to prioritize food? Some are also saying there are contradictions because one of the most ravaged provinces is actually Masvingo, and Mr. Mugabe is going to have his birthday bash in Masvingo. That is next month, and many are saying maybe he should use those resources to assist the poor people in that particular province. But of course, the ruling ZANU-PF party is saying these are just donations from its own members. And regarding the territory, I'm Mkoma Clinton, Varku, South Africa. Magadi Mkoma Clinton.
Hey, Masera Singh, give me a best. Masera Singh.
I was suit a square. I'm no one say my mirror is a kuchka.
Ndarekuti mukwini tungoriko ende zvino chirondova mugabenza ravaiona nhasi here avanotaurira vanhu nhasi zvekuti kuzivi kuti munyika maita nzara nzara yake gara yaonekwa kare ende hapana chinofa chakagadzira nzara yemunyika haitisvibage chekutengwa chekutengwa kune dzimwe nyika chikafu chinofanira kurimwa muzimbabwe ngavadzose varungu varime kwete zvekuti tikwaizadii makatora mapurazi mazhinji kwazvo namanje hapanatora 15 years autora mapurazi havasati vagadzirisa nzara munyika nzara yaisi yegore rimwechaa nenzara kubva 2000 kusvika nhasi ichingori nzara muzimbabwe hapana chatichaita tachitongobatsirwa nesouth africa inei panyaya yechikafu manje south africa yacho zvaine nzara tobatsirwa nenyika iti
asi imi muri kutumira here kumusha nekuti kando zvatinoita vana vezimbabwe kuti kana zvisina kumira zvakanaka muri joni munombopotawo muchitumira kumusha muri kuitawo here izvozvo
kana unazvo unotumira kana uine unazvo unotumira kana usinawo hautumiri asi nzara yeZimbabwe haisi yakagadziriswa nekuti vanotenga sema muna mari saka mari vakatadza kupa maticha mabonus saka zvinoreva kuti vachazowana here mari yekutenga chikafu
ngaungodzosa
varungu varime kwete zvekuti kwai vanochitaurira zvekuno ende nhasi iyo vamugabi vachinzara yacho vaiona nhasi
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Clinton nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
allright metabus
tinotenda zvikuru regai tiende kuna mai mulochwa kumberengwa east makadii aiwa tiripo kwakamira sei kumberengwa nenyaya yechikafu
kumberengwa hakuna chikafu zvangu
zviri kufamba sei
kune nzara imwe chingadoiti
inyaya yekuti kuri kushayika mvura here kana kuti chii chiri kukonzera kuti vanhu vaite manyoka
vanhu tinotsvaka zvakatirerukira kuti tirape chikafu chekunda yacho saka ruzhinji vanhu tinongotenga zvimaputi nezvimwe zvinonzi zvimadhiti zvongofaridza nevayana zviyane zvimajobi zvese saka mwana abva makuseni unongodya izvozvo kusvika adzoka kuno kumba uku hakuna kana chekubata kunoku vamwe vana vanongoenda vasina kana kudya kuchikoro vamwe chikoro chatovakazosiya nenyaya yezhanii
kune vari kuuyawo here vamiriri vehurumende kana kuti vamiriri venyu mudare reparamende vari kutiwo kudii
vanokana pavanouya vanevatingoti hatinogadzirisa tinogadzirisa tinodzoka kubagore apera sounondokona matova ne5 years inongova zvara chete munomberemba
munowanzorarama nei kurima kotoni
taitimborima payaimbova nemariwo makore akapfuura kuma18 kuhataimboirima asi manje yakaupedzisira isina mari saka vanhu tatinga tairimi
ko magadheni muri kurimawo here zviri kufamba sei
muno medu muwadhiranga chero dhamu
hamuna kana dhamu aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mai mulochwa nekupinda
hamutinongomane zvidhamu zviri kuduku
aiwa tinokutendai nekupinda muchirongwa chedu tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs, you heard the first from Clinton in South Africa who is saying that Mr. Mugabe delayed in declaring the state of disaster and he said it's not I mean everyone knew that there was bound to be this crisis this year so Zimbabwe should have prepared then there was our last caller Mai Mulochwa in Berengwa it's a sad tale there she's saying you know now there's a diarrhea outbreak and many kids are not going to school you know because there is no food and she's saying you know they've gone for a number of years not only this year without food they you know traditionally they grow cotton but the price is not good so they've abandoned it and it's a disaster out there
I think before I take Mr. Maxon Debele I think you can go back to Mr. Mandla Nkomo.
Now Mr. Nkomo we are talking about the declaration of a state of disaster and we expect that the international community will move in to help but with all these international disasters what are the chances that Zimbabwe will be a priority
Well, you know, what we are facing this year is what you could easily call a perfect storm. Because whichever way you look, everyone is battling with this drought situation. So international agencies, I suppose, would need to then allocate whatever budget they have over a greater number of countries than if it was just Zimbabwe facing the problem. And you must remember that, you know, these agencies like WFP and others have got a finite budget. So what might need to happen is that there needs to be an effort or some call it a donor conference or whatever that needs to be convened to actually raise sufficient resources for the whole of Southern Africa. If we look at Zimbabwe on its own, with a shortfall in excess of close to 1 million tons, to to buy that maize alone, whether you're buying it commercially or it's WFP, you are going to need in the region of almost half a billion US dollars. So that's not money that any one entity would have sitting around somewhere. So it really requires, I think, careful planning. And I think from a positioning point of view, I think the Zimbabwe government needs to make sure that we are at the top of the list of people that will be considered when such funding does start flowing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Nkomo Gibbs.
Yes, starting with Mnumzana Maxen Ndebele, Kulangale Botswana. Baba Ndebele, unjani?
Yoba, kuthule uMaxo Dube ngingene.
Oh yebo, Dube unjani mthembu?
Yoba.
Ye, injani impilo yakho?
I'm all right.
Ye, vala kancane umsakazo wakho kona. Ukuze sikuzwe right.
Eh?
Vala kancane radio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sengivalile.
Ye, so ungathi nike ngodaba lolu baba.
Zwana lapha.
Tshela mina.
Ngiyakutshela.
Mhm.
Umdakala akala nkinga yendi kangaka.
Mhm.
Uyenze kahle wabona ukuthi impela abaqala nje lapha ngendlala.
Mhm.
Wagijima khona lokho ephuzile nje umuntu omdala ganxanye la muntu omkhumbuzayo ohlale ephileyo hlale ephuze.
Mhm.
Number 2. Right, mina ngicela ukubona akwathi nje ngoba thina isebenzela phandle sithenga ukudla khona apha sokuhambisa ekhaya ngiza kahle.
Mhm.
Senika abadabu right iphungule imbisana khona la eZimbabwe sithenga ukudla lapha ekutshana sisekhaya. Manje ngathi sike bhoda laphana siyakhantela siyabhadala siyabhoda okwezimili bhuda.
Mhm.
Ya wenda lebukhona.
Lupataliswa ngaphezi Zimbabwe kumbe Botswana.
EZimbabwe yathenga khona lapho eBotswana la kumbe 50 kg you tell me 160 pula. Yasiya ngalo 300 pula on top.
Mhm.
EZimbabwe kaye Zimbabwe yakithi kanye.
Baye besithi indaba.
Angazi.
So manje
uzimura wathi babuyisikhumi story to.
Uthipho akwenziweni ke mnumzana Dube.
Right, abasekele thina singabaya sithenga ukudla sihambe sekhaya ngoba ngenxa sekhaya mphethe ukudla. Uma umntana akhe engalane engadlanga uma ukuthi kanje wake bephethe inkomithi yanika umntalo abasekele ukudla abaya bedlala bangabeni izidwa ngithi.
Mhm.
Right, manje ngakhethe inqambu yamphethe ukudla yanika abantu ekhaya ngendlala nengaka. Ngapha thina thi aqinisa izinyawo siye sezinyanga zabo bayatshela mina wena.
Mhm.
Izale ngaselakala ekhaya.
Mhm. Kuzima ke pho bangakulungisa yini ebhoda khona ngale?
Fanele kulungise yibo khona le Harare eMpumalanga abayilo bagqondana sizinto.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu akubatshele phela redweni ngohlukhulume labo khona lapho khuluma labo nje ngamafishane.
Yati ngamafishane ngithi Zimbabwe government please yenzani ukuthi khona thina esebenzela phandle abeZimbabwe. Uma sibe asiphethe ukudla sikuhle ekhathi ngena straight egedini lisikhulule senika abantu ukudla njengabulawa indlala.
Mm.
Yabona yiyona into esiyicela thina esebenzela phandle awuse South Africa awuse Zambia awuse Mozambique awuse Botswana awungathi ebenge uletha ukudla kusiza ekhaya kulama receipt akhona kuhle aqondileyo.
Awuboni ke mthembu ujaye mna ndisibile ujaye umthambo wangkhona siyabonga kakhulu mthembu.
Ngoba uzala lakho yokugcina. Uma siyafika laphana ebhoda ngingela mali bathi bhiza fanele ngibhize uyabona. So manje into enjalo yibusela futhi waphana le saza bazokwena umgaba uthe mgaba uthe umgaba engatshongo lutho.
Ye, isikhathi
dubamba
mbijala dube bamba mthembu bamba kancane.
Mr. Nkomo, Mr. Mandla Nkomo, please do stay on the line. Nemwe mthereri wedu wamuzhanga rambai muri parunari. For our radio listeners, unfortunately it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
Yeah, Mnumzana Philemon Dlovu, lawo bambe kancane kulapho siyaphenduka kuwe. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington DC saying, stay tuned.